And I'm appreciative of you being here this morning because it is a display of your confidence. When I read this passage a while back and we were talking about some things and in our study in Hebrews on Wednesday night, brought to light an understanding of confidence. And, you know, there are times in my life when I don't have the confidence I need. I worry about things. I can't see what's going to happen. And I get anxious about things that are going to transpire in my life. Will I have time in my life to do this? Will I have time in my life to see this? Will I have time in my life to help? You know? Will I have time in my life to be able to share God's good news with those that I love most? In order to share God's great gospel, His good news, and the opportunity, you know, of us to be able to be confident is relying on Jesus. And as we look at the passages this morning that pertain to confidence in a Christian's life, or in the Old Testament, a confidence of those people that were God's people, to remind us that we should be a confident people, that we should draw strength from the truth and from God's promises, not from other things that are around us, which Satan tempts us with so much. In our lesson text this morning, it is written, "Do not cast away your confidence." Obviously, the title of our lesson came from this verse, which has great reward. But when you think about casting away, okay, cast, you know, that's kind of a fisherman's term. Casting away, you know. But what happens? How do we cast away our confidence? If I am confident today and tomorrow I'm not so sure. I'm confident today that we're going to eat lunch somewheres. Okay? Now, a confidence about where we're going to eat today, I have no confidence because that plan hasn't been set in motion. Now, would I like for us to know where we're going to eat today? Yeah. I know that's a simple thing, folks. But if I start my day not knowing where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do, what my goals are, how can I be confident in anything I'm going to do? I know the freedom of just getting up and doing whatever you want, whenever you want, sounds good. Okay? But that's not true reality. We think that freedom is just not having to abide or obey about anything. But in order to have confidence, folks, we've got to abide and obey in the words that Jesus said and in His precepts and promises in God's Word. And the verses preceding this passage that we read this morning, it talks about, actually the heading of this passage, if you read the whole text, is talking about the just living by faith. And it talks about recalling the former days in which you endured a great struggle with sufferings and spectacles and reproaches and tribulations. And Paul writes, "For you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven." One of the ways, folks, Satan wants us to cast away our confidence by saying, you're not doing enough. How many of us in here think we're doing enough for the kingdom of heaven? Anybody? Nobody? Why is that? Should we be confident that we are doing enough? What's keeping us and hindering us from doing all we can individually? I'm not talking about the church. I'm not talking about the elders. I'm not talking about the deacons. I'm not talking about the ladies group association, VBS, whatever else comes along. Individually, what are you doing confidently to do all you can for the kingdom of heaven? And if you feel like you can never be confident that you are pleasing God, examine yourself to make sure you understand what He expects of us. He expects us to follow Him, to love Him, to abide in His Word daily. He doesn't expect us to save the world in a day. Jesus died on the cross to save the world. We just glorify Him by when we share that message with people. Having confidence to be able to share that message with people. Part of confidence, folks, is love. You really have to learn the love of God to be confident to share the gospel with other people. And that's a struggle with us because Satan wants us to love ourselves more than anything else. There's nothing wrong with loving yourself because God created you in His image. But when you never get the love of Christ in your heart, it's just a worldly or fleshly love. Just love enough to get what you want. And then you wonder why you're not confident that you're pleasing God. You're not confident that you're serving God. You're not confident that you're doing what you need to do. All you can do. God does not expect us to be kings. He expects us, one by one, to be faithful. He doesn't, you know, if we look at farther in the next chapter, you know, it talks about the faith, and the faith of Noah, the faith of Abraham, the faith of the forefathers. Didn't talk about their accomplishments except for the accomplishment of faith. We need to be confident in our faith that we are doing the right thing day by day. What happens if a whole week goes by and I don't feel like I've done anything for Jesus? Where's our confidence? Where's our reward? The passage says, if we live by faith, you will receive, you may receive the promises if you have done the will of God. Our confidence comes in obedience and by believing. What happens if we draw back? What happens if we draw back? Folks, today is 29 years ago I said I do to my lovely wife. Been 29 years today. What happens if I would have drawn back? I'm just asking. Folks, what happens in our lives if we draw back from our faith? If we don't come to service, if we don't open our Bible, if we don't start talking to people about Jesus and how precious He is in our lives? It's easy for me to talk to people about racing. It's easy for me to talk about people about football, about my grandchildren, about my children. It should be just as easy, folks, for us to talk about Jesus. And you know what? You can tell right away if somebody wants to share in that confidence or not. If they don't want to share in your confidence, you just go on about your way. Shake the dust off your feet. For you have need of endurance. As I get older, I have need of endurance. Yesterday, I did some yard work. And I was this close after I ate my peanut butter and jelly and potato chips and milk. It reminded me of being a kid yesterday. I made it all myself. Okay, that's okay. My wife was busy with the jail ministry in Boone County. For those of you that never had peanut butter jelly sandwiches with potato chips and milk, I guess, you know, you didn't grow up in Michigan like I did, because that was, you know, a staple for kids. But after I ate that, I thought to myself, you know, a nap sounds pretty good. And I watched a little bit of the football game out in the shop, and I got up, and I said, nah, I need to do some stuff. And I got up and went and started doing it. So I had a choice to do something or not to do something, folks. It's the same thing with sharing our faith. It's the same thing about talking about Jesus. There's times in our life when we're just about ready to talk about Jesus, then we decide not to. We take a nap. Folks, spiritual naps aren't beneficial to us having confidence. It's not talking about Jesus is not good for our confidence. Because we need endurance. We need to get up and continue on. We need to follow in the will of God so we can receive the promises of God. And the just shall live by faith. Folks, make sure at the end of each and every day you've lived by faith. And if not, make the change that helps you have confidence that you're doing the right thing. We, of all people in this community, should be confident and fortunate and loving and blessed and caring. We should be lights. And if we're not, if you lack confidence, I ask and plead with you to rely on your faith. Turn to Jesus. Turn to the Father in heaven. Ask for those things that will enable you to be confident. In Ephesians chapter 3, it is written, "To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Therefore I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory." Obviously, folks, brothers and sisters, we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. For we walk by faith, not by sight. When I lose confidence in my life, whether I'm going to represent the company I work for, whether I'm going to talk to somebody about Jesus, whether I'm making sure I can do all I can do and I'm being all I can be for the day, that I'm pleasing God, I've got to do it through faith in him. Got to talk to Jesus every day. Every day. I said this a few months ago, or within the last, I don't know which lesson it was. What happens, folks, and I'll use this again because I think it really touched me and touched my heart and it's reminding me again this morning. What happens if I don't talk to my wife for a whole week? Now, I'm not going to challenge you guys to do that because I think that's unscriptural and not beneficial to your spiritual success or your confidence. But that sounds crazy, doesn't it? I'll do it now. I'm not going to speak anymore this morning. I'm just going to show you the scriptures and point and go like this.
if we communicate with our Heavenly Father the same way, folks. You wonder why He's dead silent. I wonder why He's dead silent in my life.
Or He says, Don, I told you that 2 days ago, but you weren't listening. Right? Or I've been waiting for 2 weeks for you to ask me that. Or 2 years, or 2 months. Folks, patience is a godly virtue. Waiting for things to happen. Waiting for answers. You know? In our lives. Our confidence needs to come from Jesus and our faith in Him. Our next passage from Philippians 3. Our confidence comes from talking to God, praying to Him. Was my point just a minute ago. Folks, I plead with you to do that on a daily basis. Maybe that's going to be, we need to make an app. Maybe that's the, you know, the invention that I've been dreaming of in my life, to do something that I can retire. And retire doesn't mean to do nothing. It means that I would be self-sufficient monetarily. But an app every day that pops up and tells somebody, talk to Jesus, talk to Jesus, talk to Jesus, pray to God. Have you forgot to pray today? How many times have you prayed today? Where's your confidence? Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. Rejoice in Jesus Christ and have no confidence in the flesh. Although I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted lost for Christ. Is the preeminence of Christ, the importance of Jesus in your life, more important than anything else? We got to continue to make it that way in our lives. Satan puts all kinds of things in front of us, you know? We've been blessed beyond measure. We all love doing things, seeing things, eating things, going places. But if any of those things, any of those sports, those activities, those whatever we enjoy doing, folks, work, takes a front seat to Jesus, we will lose our confidence that we are walking with Him. We start to have confidence in the flesh. And that's something that a non-Christian, a non-believer, a non-saved person has a hard time understanding. How we can walk by faith and our confidence is in Christ who is unseen. There's a passage referenced about those that believe even though we have not seen. That's what's precious when we get together on the first day of the week. Our confidence. I see confidence. I see your faith as you walk in here. It's uplifting to me. It's encouraging to me. It's good. Folks, until we're home with Him, we will daily have to say no to the flesh, because that's the way we're made. In the Old Testament, it is written, by awesome deeds in Psalm 65, by awesome deeds in righteousness you will answer us, O God of our salvation. You who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far off seas. The writer of Psalms in 118, it is written, verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That's tough to do during election year, isn't it? It is. It is. But it's written that all the powers that are set to be, we have history of the beginning of time with man. They have good rulers, bad rulers, good rulers, bad rulers. It's going to happen while we're here on earth. Our confidence doesn't need to be in the flesh. It needs to be in the spirit. Put our trust in the Lord instead of our confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Okay, I'm not going to put my trust in D.C., but you know, when the governor comes around, I'm gonna take a shine to him. He's got something that I need. Okay? Or the mayor. Or the principal. Or whoever. People that are in prominence. The owner of the company. A millionaire. Sports figure. When you put your confidence in people, they're going to let you down. Just look at how people put their confidence in a game of NFL football. People are going to let you down. Proverbs chapter 3, it is written, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. And isn't that simple? We're talking about the creator of heavens and earth. The creator of heavens and earth being your confidence compared to your foot caught. How many of us had our foot caught? That sounds simple, doesn't it? How about this one? In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. Strong confidence. Proverbs 25 is written, confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint. Now, if I'd have written that, you guys would say, that's kind of hillbilly, Don. Okay? But if you look at it, it's God's holy word. And somebody with inspired by the Holy Spirit left this for us thousands of years ago. Confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint. Now, I've had a bad sprained ankle and had to hobble around on crutches when I was in high school. Intramural basketball. I should have never even played basketball, but, you know. Can't blame basketball. It's myself. Bad tooth. I don't know about you guys. How many of you had a bad tooth? Huh? And I'm just going to bring those memories back of that abscess and that hurt and that smell. There's nothing worse than I'm like, you know, that's nasty. And that's what how nasty it is when we're confident in the flesh instead of confidence in God. I know some people that the only way that they could stop smoking was to hate it. Or stop drinking, or stop doing drugs, whatever it is, you gotta hate it. And I'm not saying that's wrong, okay? That's a wrong approach. It's one approach. But folks, in order for us to stop sinning and walking after the flesh, we've gotta hate sin and recognize how evil it is. It's like a pussy, rotten tooth. It's nasty. And until you fix that sin, till you fix that tooth, it's not going to get any better, is it? How many of us just let it keep going and going and going and the tooth got better? Nope. We got to go to the dentist. We got to go to the doctor. And we got to have some medicine. And that's the same way with sins of the flesh. We got to go to the truth. We've got to go to the doctor. We've got to go to Jesus.
We've got to get some medicine. We've got to get the truth of God working in our hearts to get rid of that sin. To have confidence in ourselves and our walk of faith. Not confidence in flesh, confidence in somebody else.
How many of you have had a person that's in a place of authority? A couple more slides. How many of you had a place, somebody in a place of authority that told you this is the rules and you got to follow the rules and we always follow the rules and these are the policies and these are the procedures and this is what we're going to do? And then that person in power, he breaks the rules a little bit. We have a term in our company called by exception. You must follow all of the piece of paper. But then we have by exception. A couple people can sign something by exception.
Folks, with God, there are no exceptions. He gave us all things that are complete. He expects us to have confidence
and walk by faith. There are no exceptions. I'm not going to walk by faith. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to be led by the flesh. That's not an exception, folks. That's removing yourself from the grace of God. That's deciding that you're not going to follow Jesus anymore. I plead with you never to do that. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Isn't it unique that it talks about confidence in the Lord, having confidence in the Lord and each other? I'm thankful that you guys are here this morning, providing confidence and showing your confidence in your walk in faith. And we do that by letting the Lord direct our hearts into the love of God and the patience of Christ. Love and patience. Love and patience. If I was going to say the two things that I still need to work on as a Christian in my life, love and patience. Love and patience. I don't know about you guys. Anybody else? Same way? Anybody? Can I get an amen? Amen? Yes. So it's a truth that's applicable to all of our lives. That our hearts may be directed in the love of God. The Lord will direct our hearts. How do we direct children? Can I direct Easton right now? I'll go back to that verbal, you know. We live in a world where everybody just texts and nobody can talk to nobody and we no pick up the phone and call or go see or anything, you know. Everything's technology. It's the same way with us talking to God and asking God questions and listening to God. If we're not opening His Word, we're not listening to God. We're not going to get direction from Him. He's not going to be able to direct our hearts if we aren't listening to Him. Last few passages and the lesson is yours this morning. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. If our heart does condemn us, God's Word's working on our heart. We need to make a change. We need to repent. We need to decide to follow Jesus. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Once again, folks, we got to talk to God. I think of myself this last week, how many times did I talk to somebody else? And how much did I talk to God? We need to make time to talk to God in our lives. Don't be too busy. It is very important to our confidence, your confidence, and your walk in faith. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. I pray this morning that your confidence has been reminded and uplifted, and you've been encouraged to remember those things and apply them in your walk of faith this week. If you need prayers as a congregation, we plead with you to ask for them. If you need to repent of something, we plead with you to repent of it. Make it right with God. Start this week fresh and new with full confidence that you're pleasing Him and walking by faith. If you haven't become a Christian yet, we offer that opportunity because we always want people to repent and become children of God. We offer that now as we stand singing a selected hymn this morning.